I understand that, being that the Rosh Yeshiva, or director of the Yeshiva, whatever you want to call it, Rabbi Leibowitz, is away for the week, so Yeshiva decided to have a week of Chazara. And as well, I think all of the people in this room right now will have a different Rebbe for the week as well. So if you want to talk about the zchus of those two inyanim, those two ideas when it comes to learning Torah. And I was thinking, in this upcoming week, Sedrin Parshas Toldos, so there's a famous idea in the Psukim of how Yitzchok comes along and finds the Be'eros, the wells that were dug by his father Avram, that were all sossum, that were all closed up by the Plishtim, and he re-digs the wells. He's re-digging the wells. The Sfasemis is famous for saying the digging of wells. Others say this as well, but I saw it in the Sfasemis, that the digging out of the wells is our amelus b'toira to some degree. Because what it is, to dig out wells, you're finding water. Imayim ala toira. And the idea is when you're digging, you're putting in amelus, you're putting in effort to learn Torah and to find Torah. And true study of Torah takes amelus. If we're not putting in effort and we're not trying hard in our learning and we're not feeling ourselves that we have to put in the amelus and everything comes very easy, then we're probably not learning on the level that we should be learning. True learning of Torah, ano amelim behem amelim, is all amelus but Torah. But so interesting that specifically in our parsha we find that Yitzchak is re-digging the wells that Avram already dug. And perhaps that's to try to be a remez to us of the importance of Chazara. The importance of not just learning and digging only new wells constantly, but chazering that which we learned already. It comes along Yitzchak and these wells that were already dug, so he's re-digging the wells. And that's the chashivas that we have to also make sure that even that which we learned already, we're chazering. We're constantly putting more time and more effort into our learning. That which we even learned already. On so many different levels, you know, very famous from the Vilna Gaon and from the Gra, he says in Shleis Eliyahu that there's no shir in Mesachas Peah, there's no shir lamata when it comes to learning Torah. There's no shir lamata, meaning every teva that we learn, every word that we learn is mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's how the Gra explains one of the ways that Talmud Torah can kulam and shkula can call Torah perhaps, is that seemingly you have the ability to do a mitzvah. And you could do a mitzvah, and that mitzvah will take you 20 minutes, a half hour. So in that half hour, if you were learning Torah, how many thousands of mitzvahs you'd be doing? So of course it's shkula kenega kol haTorah, because there's no shir lamata. The Chavetz Chaim is famous for doing a cheshbon. The Chavetz Chaim would say that he checked himself that in 1 minute he could speak 200 words. 1 minute he speaks 200 words. So if 1 minute you speak 200 words, that means in 1 minute of Talmud Torah, you have 200 mitzvahs. That means in 15 minutes of Talmud Torah, it's 3,000 mitzvahs. If you just even had a 2-hour Seder this morning, which hopefully you had even maybe a little bit longer than that, but a 2-hour Seder, simple math tells us that 24,000 mitzvahs. I was reading in the Sefer Binyan Olam, and he explains at length, don't think that's only the first time you learn it. The mitzvah Talmud Torah b'chol teva v'teva, the 24,000 mitzvahs that you can mekayim in 2 hours of learning a morning seder, is the same as true by chazara. When you're chazaring, it's the same Talmud Torah, it's the same mitzvah Talmud Torah. It should be not looked at as anything less than that. You have to chazar with a taiva for chazara. Meaning what? Sometimes what's exciting about learning is that it's new. What's exciting about learning is it's chadshus. Nobody here is going to go back and chazer, you know, third grade math. And let's go through the multiplication tables again. And 4 times 3 is 12. And 4 times 4 is 16. And 4 times 5 is 20. We all know that mamish perfectly. So that's extremely boring to chazer. We have to realize when it comes to Talmud Torah that even what we know, we don't know yet. Meaning, yes, we know so, but there's Shivan Panim El Torah, and there's so much more depth. And when we go and we chazar, it shouldn't be, you want to make chazar exciting, and you want to have a desire, a chukah for chazar, it should be when we're learning, it's kilo, we're relearning it for the first time. Don't go into your chazara as if just to spew back to your chavrusa, back and forth, that which we learned already, and jog your memory if you remember. the best way to remember is if there's a cheshach and there's a desire and there's a love for it. And the way there'll be a love for it, even when you're chazer, you should be learning it up as if you learned it the first time. And if you learn it in such a way, you'll see it'll be mechadish chidushim that you didn't come up with the first time. And you'll understand the Gemara and understand the Rishonim and the Achronim in a way that you didn't understand the first time. There's always more depth. There's always more depth than the Gemara. Why is it that we could learn the same Masechta over and over again, the same Parsha over and over again? That's what makes it exciting. If we understand, I'm going to understand it in a new light. And by the way, if the point of the Chazara is so you walk away remembering it, trust me, you'll remember it much better that way. If it's just a boring, you know, Aramaic phrase that you're trying to memorize and remember, you'll go through it 100 times, you might not remember. What do we remember in life? That which we enjoy. That which we enjoy, that's what we remember. Right? Certain sports statistics and sport games. So we'll never forget, even though we might have only heard it once, because we had a tshuka for it, we had a desire for it. And when you have a tshuka for a desire for it, you want to also be involved with it so much more so. You know, I very much growing up loved watching Magic Johnson play basketball. I was a big basketball fan. Magic Johnson, to me, the way everything about him was very, very, well, not everything about him. This one, maybe we have to, you know, watch TV. That's why it's tough when you go up on while you tour over there. But not everything about him. Everything about his basketball playing abilities. We'll keep it as that. When I was growing up, it was very, very special. And all his basketball playing was pretty much done prior to knowing anything more about his life. So, you know, was what it was. Lemaisen, I'll never forget when he came out with what happened to him when he had to retire because he was HIV positive. He came back that year and he played in the All-Star game. Even though he wasn't playing during the season, he played in the All-Star game. They voted because he was on the All-Star ballot because it happened the beginning of the season when he retired. It was actually November 7th of that year he retired. And he said, you don't remember any, you don't forget these things. And they voted him and he played in the All-Star game. And the All-Star game, he comes back and it was the All-Star game of 1992. And he was phenomenal in the All-Star game. Unbelievable. He hasn't played the whole season, and he won the All-Star game MVP. He scored 25 points, 9 assists. And it was unbelievable. And the end of the game, he ended the game hitting 3 threes in a row within the last few minutes. And he ends the game, 1 three-pointer, falling back, you know, fading away. And they end the game with like 16 seconds left because everyone was so excited about it, what it was. And that game, I've watched that game, back in the day, over and over and over. It's such a geschmack, and each time I was analyzing it in a different way and seeing different things that I didn't see it the first time or the second time or the third time, different plays and different nuances, and you're watching different players, and it was a geschmack. If it's exciting, I want to see it over. I knew what was going to happen. I was able to do the play-by-play together with the announcer word for word. I probably could still do it because it was so exciting to me, and it was a geschmack to me. And the same has to do with our learning. Our learning is so geschmack that I want to chazer it time and time again. But when I'm chazering it, the way it'll be exciting, I'm looking as if it's new, if this is chachas. I'm looking for new ideas. I'm looking for new understanding. That's when chazara can be something very special, and we're digging a new bar. It's not the same bear. It's not the same pit. It's not the same. It's new every time. You have this chus this week as well. Have this chus, many of the people, I think all the people sitting in this room, to be hearing Torah from a different Rebbe than you're used to hearing Torah from. Sometimes we in life, we get stuck up on a particular Rebbe that we're learning from, and like we decide, oh, I could only learn from this Torah, or this Rebbe, or this style. We have to understand the importance. If we really, the same idea is true with the Chazara. If it's all about the Av and Shuk of the Torah, and that's how we'll remember most, and that's how we'll learn most. The same is true from learning Torah from any Rebbe. From any Rebbe, we should be Ezu Chacham Alom Emi Kol Adam. We should be looking to learn from everybody. In fact, as sort of Simon brings down on this week's Sedra, that we know the famous Rashi, beginning of the Sedra, told of Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev O'Halim. That Yaakov was Ishtam Yoshev O'Halim. What's Yoshev O'Halim? So Rashi says, Allah Shalshem Allah Shalshever. He was sitting and learning Torah, Allah Shalshem Shalshever. People wrongly think that there was one, Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. You see from Rashi, it was Olo Shoshem, that's what Oyalim Iblush and Rabim. That Yaakov was learning by Olo Shoshem and Olo Shoever. He was learning and he was going to Shem and learning Torah from him. He was going to Aver learning Torah from him. I never emphasized because I know in Tzvat they have a Makom and say this is Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. So I don't know how that works with this Rashi, but maybe they were next to each other, the Yeshivas. But it definitely seems from Rashi two separate Yeshivas. Olo shel shem ve olo shel shever. You have to learn in the other Rashi of, I guess, what how's he bring it down over here? And if you look in the Yisroi Surabana Mekirba, a little bit earlier, right? What's the Yisroi Surabana Mekirba? So he went to, as Rashi said, I'm just looking into this now. Al Piske. What's Rashi say? Because I know he runs to Darshal Shemesh. Piske Torah Shel Shem Vever. Piske Torah Shel Shem Vever. I guess you have to say that's two different Piske Torah. Piske and Lashem Rabim. Not, right? That there are two different. So, Rav Simon brings down from the Rashiva of Panovich, from Pavarsky, that says, what was Pshat? What was Pshat that Yaakov was going to learn by Shem and learning by Aver? He says, when a person has such tremendous Ava, such tremendous Chuka for learning Torah, you're looking to learn from everybody. You want to get this person's Torah, that person's Torah in. And maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara of Adizara, Yud Tesamon Aleph, that says, Kol lo me Torah me Rav Echad, Eino ro simen bracha l'oilam. If you only learn Torah from one Rav, you're not going to see bracha l'oilam. Because why? One Rebbe, maybe you could learn enough from one Rebbe. Maybe knows enough Torah to give over to you. One Rebbe is Mamisha Baki B'Kolat Torah Kula. Why'd I have to learn from many Rabbanim? Because it's a symbolism. If I'm only learning from one Rebbe, the idea is that I have a certain gaiva and all my Torah could be from this one Rebbe. And I don't have that chuka for Torah that should be. My chuka and ava for Torah should be so strong that I'm looking to learn from any Rebbe. And the same getting back to this week of Chazara. When it comes to Chazara, we should have a chukka. It should be some guys all the time. I hear this from guys specifically. I go with Eretz Yisrael, and guys are starting to enjoy learning. But Chazara, it's boring. I saw it already. We have to look at it. I didn't see it yet before. I'm looking for new ideas and new understanding. I have a chukka. I want to know it so well. It has to be part of me. The Rashiva, you know, I can't speak still yet without talking about Renatus Zvingel. The Rashiva would say that he, when he got to the yeshiva in the mirror right away, so his alter feta, his great uncle, the Rashiva of Eliza Yudel, set him up. He had six different chavrusas that would chazer with him the Baba Kama that he was learning. So he'd chazer it six different times, and then he'd chazer it seven times on his own. So every blot of Baba Kama that he would learn, he'd chazer 13 times. 13 times. And he said, Mamish, until he was nifter, that Baba Kama was always so sweet and special to him, that Masechta. That first Masechta that he really mastered, and he chazered 13 times. How many times have we chazered the learning we're doing this year? Have we chazered even the four times we know we're supposed to chazer? We know that mamish every chazar, but it has to come if we really love Torah. It's not about us. We love Torah. I'm going to enjoy chazering it. But make sure we're chazering it as if we're learning it mamish fresh and new. You know, Mishnah and Perek Yavos and Perek Beis. So it brings down the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the first one brought down is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus. And the Mishnah there says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus was Bor Sud She'eno Mavetipo. What does that mean? Bor Sud, a cemented in, you know, water hole, a bor, a pit, also a be'er. Right? Also referring to the Torah knowledge. You see also over here that a bor, like a cistern that was cemented in, that it never lost a drop of the water. The water that within was mamish held there forever. And obviously the compliment, the shevach, is saying his unbelievable memory. That Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus, his memory was so strong, anything he learned he wouldn't forget. And that's part of the goal of Chazara, to not forget. So it should be part of us, it should be a chelik of us. But many mefarshim ask, the Maral talks about it, and I saw the Chavetz Chaim ask, what's that such a compliment? To have an unbelievable memory? So we know there are Yidden out there, they have photographic memories, and it's mamish. But what's the such a great compliment? That was a gift. That was matana from Hashem. Okay, it's a compliment to Hashem. It's not a compliment to Elizabeth Orkanis. A compliment is a tzaddik who had a very low ability of a memory, and he worked on it, and he... So Chavetz Chaim said, where was Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus' memory? It wasn't natural zechira. It wasn't zechira shel teva, that he was able to remember everything because Rabbeinu Shlom gave him a gift of remembering it. But it was because he had such chuka and ava. He had such love for his learning. He had such love for his learning that he wouldn't forget it. When we love something so much, we understand how chashuv it is. We don't forget it. We never forget it. We don't forget our children's names. They're just so chashiv to us. Other people's names we forget. Anything that's chashiv to us, we wouldn't forget. We wouldn't forget it. The guy told me recently, a Talmud was in a particular place, and I love him very much, and he was suffering from a lot, and the only way to get through to him, he's in a hospital, and the only way to get through to him, you had to give a particular code. You had to give a long number as a code. A long number is a code to get through to, otherwise they wouldn't let you through to the Talmud, if you didn't give this long number as a code. It's recent, whatever it was. And I tell you what the code is right now, I remember it. I won't forget that code. Because it was chashiv to me. There's a lot of numbers. But it was chashiv to me because I have to speak to the Talmud. So it was our learning. The more chashiv it is, the more you'll remember. The more enjoyment we have from it. The more tanning. And the tanning is if we're learning it mamish for the first time. Over and over and recognize that every word I learn is a mitzvah. The chazar on the same level. 24,000 mitzvahs this morning at least. Hopefully more. And then we have to realize, chas v'shalom, the opposite is true as well. Meaning, what if we understand the cheshbon of Chafetz Chaim based on this gra, that every word of Torah is a mitzvah, and therefore in a minute we have 200 mitzvahs, chas v'shalom, if we have bittul Torah, even during chazara, and we spent 15 minutes talking about a chveshna, the giant game last night, not that there's anything to talk about, or something else, or even some girl that I'm dating, or whatever it might be, anything that's not Torah, and it's bittul Torah, so I have bittul Torah 15 minutes, it's not just Bittul Torah 50 minutes, that's Bittul Torah 3,000 mitzvahs. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. So we have to realize and understand the mimachsh of what this week is. This week of Chazara is a week to continue to not just learn and to hopefully remember, and it's a week to work on our tshuka and ava for Torah, because we really deeply love it. We're going to love the Chazara. We're going to learn it for the first time ever. And the same is true in learning Torah from another Rebbe, because we love Torah. And Mirtz Hashem, the more we love Torah, the more tshuka and ava and cheshek we have for Torah, the more we'll remember everything, the more we'll connect to it, the more we'll want to learn Torah, the more we'll connect to Torah, and bring nachas ruach li'yitzrei. Everyone should have a wonderful, hey, good day.